Man plans and God laughs. The old saying appeared on a signboard outside a small congregational church in Shillington that Cheryl and I drive past a lot. I chuckled when I read it, but really didn't think that much about it until later. How do you go about planning? We plan what we're going to have for dinner, where we're going to eat. Are we going to eat at home? Or are we going out? Are we ordering in? And we also plan for bigger things. Where will we live and work? Will we marry? Will we have children? As humans, we're always planning, looking ahead to the future. We plan and we dream. And there are times when we think that we've got it all figured out. We know what the outcomes will be. We expect until the unexpected happens. In our reading from Luke this morning, the entire first chapter of Luke, as a matter of fact, Luke reveals how the God of Israel is a God who acts in both ways that are expected and unexpected. He describes the expected yet unexpected nature of God's actions at the very beginning of his gospel story, when he tells us the story of John's parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth. And he continues doing so and with his account of John's birth and Zechariah's song, which I shared with you this morning. And while he's doing all this, he's kind of setting the stage for the story of Jesus' birth. And he reminds his hearers that the advent of the Messiah brings on a series of surprises. But in fact, if we look back to Isaiah and to the other prophets of the Old Testament, they'd been telling us all along that this was going to happen. So the Messiah should have been expected and anticipated. And yet, when he appeared, it wasn't the way that they expected. He didn't come as a warrior king. He came as a baby. Now, according to Luke, Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. But he doesn't always act in ways that meet our expectations. In fact, a lot of our expectations are turned upside down. And he compels us to be open to new ways in which God may be acting in our lives. And we see God in action as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If we look at Zechariah and Elizabeth, Luke first signals the expected but unexpected nature of God's actions. Now he says that Zechariah and Elizabeth are righteous before God. And so one would question, well, why didn't they have children? You know the line that we use. Why did that happen to them? They've done everything right. They're good people. Isn't that what we think? And so, I'm kind of surmising that over the years, they had accepted the fact that they were not to have children. But then the angel shows up. And it's really interesting how it's positioned if you read the scripture. If you're a priest in the temple, there's sort of a rotation where you perform your duties. And Zechariah was assigned to go to the altar. It doesn't come up, you know, maybe once a year. And while he was there, he gets this tap on his shoulder. My name is Gabriel, and have I got news for you? Your wife's going to have a baby. And so the priestly Zechariah, what does he do? Wait a minute. I'm thinking, after all these years, how's this going to happen? And the angel said, in essence, the Lord told me to come and tell you. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm telling you that your wife is going to have a baby. And oh, by the way, you're going to name him John. And guess what happened? The unexpected baby was born and was named John. Now, this is not the first time we've heard this story, though, is it? Remember Abraham and Sarah? They were in the same situation. And way back in Genesis, we're told that they would have children that would be like the sands on the beach. There would be that many. So God would bring new life out of barrenness and emptiness. Luke tells us that we can expect God to be faithful to God's people and true to his promises. But sometimes those promises get fulfilled in ways that we didn't see coming, as in the case of Zechariah and Elizabeth having a child. And interestingly enough, Zechariah says in his song of praise that I shared this morning that John would go before the Lord to prepare his ways. Guess what happened? His camel's hair coat and eating locusts and all of that stuff in the wilderness, and people came to repent of their sins and be baptized. And this one fella came to be baptized. It's a little later in the book. And the world was different. Certainly unexpected. And Jesus himself shows us how God's promises are fulfilled in surprising ways. Zechariah says that God's act of raising up this Savior, this baby Jesus, would rescue the Jewish people from the hands of their enemies. And if you know anything about the history of that part of the world, it seems like they were constantly at war. They were either conquering or being conquered. And it was sort of like, in some ways, watching a cartoon where the action just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally at the time of John and Jesus, it was the Romans who had conquered them and were occupying the land. So how was this baby? How was this Messiah supposed to save the people from the Romans? Certainly not by war or by violence. He ended up conquering by dying, by giving himself completely for us. Now that's the Messiah who embodies God's faithfulness to God's people and who can be expected to act in unexpected ways. Zechariah's song, my scripture reading from this morning, is the song of an old man who held a miracle child in his arms and contemplated the earth-shaking change that was taking place in his lifetime. Nothing like this had ever happened before, and Zechariah had to sing about it. But don't miss the point of his solo. God has visited us through the person of Jesus Christ. Today, that very same visitor comes and knocks at the door of your heart. Can you hear the sound? The sound of his presence in your heart? He stands patiently at the door, waiting for you to open it and bid him to enter. So will you be like old Zechariah, drop everything and welcome him into your heart? Or are you too busy to be bothered by Jesus? The familiar words of Philip Brooks are very appropriate at this point. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. May that be your experience this Christmas season. Would you pray with me? God of the prophets, you sent John into the world to proclaim the coming of your Son. Give us ears to hear the proclamation of your promises and eyes to see your presence in this world. Amen.